Welcome to the Purposeful Parenting Podcast. I'm Harriet Rowe, wife and mother of four adult children, three girls and one boy, all graduates of the United States Military Academy at West Point. Grab a cup of tea or coffee, get cozy, and take in your weekly dose of purposeful parenting. Here we go.
Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare of the Lord. He is my refuge and my fortress. He is my God. I trust him. Psalm 91, verses 1 through 2. Welcome to another episode of Purposeful Parenting. Today, I want to talk to you about helping your child through traumatic events. Hopefully, this has never happened and will never happen to your child. Unfortunately, however, in today's world, we hear about mass shootings and other traumatic events all too often. And your child may hear something about this or may have a friend who was involved in a traumatic event. So needless to say, parents, you play a crucial role in helping children navigate traumatic events. Now let's take a look at some ways that you can provide support to your child. First and foremost, as with everything, open communication is vital. You want to make sure you encourage your child to express his or her feelings and thoughts. And don't necessarily wait for him or her to come to you to start the conversation. If you know that your child has heard about a traumatic event, or if you know that one of your child's friends have been involved in it, then you want to start the communication. You want to talk to them. And in order to do this, you must make sure that you are creating a safe space where they feel safe in sharing their feelings, that no matter what they verbalize, you will not minimize it or talk down to them. And along with communication, remember, you must listen, and you have to listen actively. You want to validate their concerns. Avoid dismissing or downplaying their feelings. Don't be so quick to say things like, "Oh, don't worry. Oh, this will never happen to you." Let them talk. Let them tell you what's going on. Listen actively. You also want to make sure you provide reassurance to them. Remind them of just how much you love them. And also remind them of the safety measures that you have put in place and that you've been teaching them all along and why it's important to follow that. But most of all, reassure them of your love. Teach them Psalms. Teach them Bible scripture. One of the Psalms that I like is Psalm 4, verses 8. "I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only maketh me dwell in safety." You want to make sure your child knows that God loves them and he is watching over them, just as you are watching over them. You want to make sure you limit your child's exposure to negative media. Shield them from graphic or distressing media coverage about the event. And once again, if they happen to hear something, talk to them. Don't shut them down. Monitor what their media coverage is. They could just be passing by a television and hear something that's very distressing. But make sure you monitor their coverage and make sure you answer their questions age appropriately and address their concerns when they arise. If you find that you're busy when you're talking to your child or when they bring something up, make sure you acknowledge what they're bringing up and then address it as soon as possible. Another thing you want to do is make sure you maintain your routine. Don't start bolting down the door and putting extra locks on and making sure you have cameras all over the place. I'm not saying that these aren't things that you should do, but what I am saying is whatever your regular routine is, maintain that as much as possible. And you can add those extra safety precautions in a way that your child doesn't become alarmed. Making sure that you maintain these routines will give them some consistency and help them in feeling secure. And you also want to model coping strategies yourself. Children, just as with everything else, will learn from watching you how to handle traumatic events. You want to demonstrate healthy coping mechanisms. Let them hear you praying. Pray with them for guidance. Pray with them for protection. You can even do deep breathing exercises and engage in calming activities, whether it's painting or whether it's reading, whatever you do in order to calm yourself down, do those things because you don't want your child watching you go haphazard or crazy because of an event that has happened. Also, let them hear you quoting scripture. One scripture that I also like, well, I like a lot of them, but here's another psalm, Psalm 62, verse 2. And it says, "Truly, he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken." Another thing you want to do is seek professional help if it's needed. Observe your child for any unusual behaviors that he or she may be demonstrating. If your child has not wet the bed in a long time and all of a sudden that starts up again, then that is an alarm. You should check to see what's going on. Or if they're biting their fingernails and they've never done that before, or if they start thumb sucking again, just make sure you are aware of your child's behavior and, if necessary, seek professional help. Another thing you want to do is encourage your child to make positive connections with supportive friends and engage in activities that they enjoy. And once again, helping them to learn scripture so that they can lean on God's word also. And then you want to foster a sense of empowerment. Talk to them about ways that they can contribute to their own safety. Chances are you've been teaching them safety habits all along, but quiz them and do it in a gentle way, not so that they seem like, oh my goodness, why is she talking to me about this? But do it in a way that's calming and reassuring for them. And then, last but not least, you want to practice self-care. Prioritize your own well-being as a parent. Taking care of yourself emotionally and physically, needless to say, is going to enable you to better support your children through challenging times. Make sure you're getting enough rest. Remember, dust will keep. So, in summary, traumatic events happen, but you can help your child through them. You want to make sure you're maintaining open communication and that you're actively listening. You want to reassure your child. You want to make sure you limit exposure to harmful and negative media. And then you want to make sure you're maintaining your normal routine. And you want to model healthy coping strategies yourself. And then last but not least, if you have to, you must seek out professional help if you notice your child is demonstrating behaviors or regressing. So parents, the way the world is today, it's more important than ever to be in touch with what your child is hearing and what your child is feeling. When traumatic events do occur, don't assume that it has nothing to do with your child. Don't assume that your child has not heard anything about it. Talk to him or her at their level. Let them talk to you and let them know that you're listening because you are doing active listening, and respond in a way that will keep them communicating and will keep communication open. In other words, parents, you want to make sure you're parenting on purpose.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Purposeful Parenting. For more tips on parenting, or if you would like to reach out, please visit me on harrietrowe.com and follow me on Facebook, Harriet Rowe. That's Harriet with two T's. I look forward to grabbing a cup of tea or coffee with you next week. Feel free to invite a friend. Until then, this is Harriet Rowe reminding you to parent on purpose.